Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Talking about useless talents or skills that you have that someone might go, oh, well, that's useless, but like you're weirdly proud of it. Do you have any?
I have a couple. So I can make the heart in the coffee with the creamer. You know how
Cute.
They make, you know, make the little coffee hearts in the creamer? Like it's stupid things like that. So I can make a heart and I can make a flower. So it's, I don't know, a dumb skill. But I think it's cool to have when you have guests at your house.
Well, yeah.
And I really love coffee. I'm really into coffee. I don't put creamer in my coffee, so I don't get to do it that often.
But for another person.
Yeah, so when guests come over, I could
That's
do it.
That's thoughtful. And I'm picturing you. This is so adorable. The first time you tried it and realized that you could do it and went,
oh, it's not that hard. It's a little shake, 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 swirl. Ooh.
Shake, 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 swirl. Shake, shake, shake.
Yeah.
Shake your swirl
it's pretty,
thing.
You know, and stupid things like you saw, I could do a back bend, kind of useless. I don't know what I could, you know, a handstand.
Both
I like
good.
Those things. Juggling, you know, balancing things on my nose or my chin, like bats and just random, you know, a broom. I just things like that I would get
like
bored at the house.
Like a baseball bat?
Yeah, you get a baseball bat, you get a broom, you get a chair, something like that, and you bounce it on your chin.
That's so weird.
Oh, yeah, or I could bounce almost anything on one finger. It's these things that I would do in my room when I'm bored, just sitting there balancing things. Keep me entertained for like a half hour, balancing an eraser, pencil with an eraser.
Not a lot going on at Justin's house.
Yeah, well, you know, us poor kids, we didn't have a lot of toys. What about
Same.
You? What are some
Same.
Of your useless skills?
And I think that's why a lot of mine relate to either keeping
Farms?
A house or farming. Yes. My one that I'm most proud of, I can really fold the heck out of a fitted bed sheet and it looks so good. And I didn't realize I was good at it until Tori, our friend from promotions, was in a car accident and I had to take care of her. Well, didn't have to. I wanted to. She's my friend. So I said, let me take care of you. I was doing her grocery shopping and I was doing her laundry and I was cleaning her house. And she said to me, Lissa, I don't even want to put these sheets on my bed because they look so pretty when you fold them. She's like, how do you do that? And so I showed her. And it was just like this thing that my mom taught me how to do. I never realized that it was really that difficult to do. But then I look at other people doing it at the laundromat and I'm going, yeah, I crushed that.
Oh my, yeah, it is struggle bus. It's if you have to watch a video to figure it out. You're not going to figure that out on your own.
That and French braiding my own hair.
French
Any type of braid.
French
I'm really
braiding,
good at.
Okay.
Because you have to do it behind your head. You know what I mean?
Oh, okay. I was like, I don't know what makes it more difficult, a French braid as a regular braid.
Because in a mirror, you can see a front braid, but in the back, you have to just wing it. And I've been able to do it since I was like 8 years old because my mom said, if you're going to have long hair, you're going to learn how to keep it out of your face. And so I had to learn how to do stuff like that. So it's weird, but I'm proud of that, you know?
Yeah, I like that. Like braiding hair is something that girls love to do, and it's a skill, and it's something that you can make money doing if you do it, like, if you like that fake hair, if you're good with that fake
Wait,
hair.
You can?
Braiding that fake hair in there.
Like, I will offer to braid anyone's hair at any time. And you know what? I enjoy it, so I'll do it for free.
Wow.
Unless it's back hair. Then you're on your own.
Back, you don't braid the regular hair into the back hair like a long braid.
Ooh, pretty. A long flowy braid.
It goes down to your butt crack.
Kentucky waterfall.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And
yeah.
You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.